奉主耶稣圣名跟大家一起来查考道理。
No, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, I share some God's teaching with you.
我们今天是安息生日。
And today is Holy Sabbath day.
我们大家能够来到神的会堂，一起来敬拜神，愿主耶稣祝福我们。
May God bless us for being able to make it today to His holy temple to worship Him.
我们下礼拜开始就是我们2014年秋季的灵恩布道会。
Starting next week is our fall 2014 spiritual convocation and evangelical services.
所以每一年的灵恩布道会一年两次，很快的我们发现时间不知不觉就进入秋天等一下一年又过去了。
And we have this event twice annually, and time has indeed passes very fast, and unknowingly we are already entering fall.
所以我们每个安息日来到教会敬拜神，来领受神的话语，借着弟兄姐妹互相的激励，让我们能够信心坚定，面对我们的人生旅程。
In every week we came to His holy temple to listen to His words, and our brothers and sisters, we strengthen each other. So may we be able to build up and have a steadfast faith.
那同时，灵恩布道会期间也是我们难得。比较长的时间来反省我们的信仰生活。
And spiritual convocation is actually an opportunity for us to take a longer time to think about our spiritual life.
来思想我们怎么样再一次的来宣告神的作为，来积极的做传福音的工作。
And for us to once again think about God's work and how we can become more proactive in doing in proclaiming God's work.
因为我们灵恩布道会其实很重要，就是要有新的朋友来聆听这个福音的信息，让他们一起来领受主耶稣基督的救恩。
And it is important for us to bring our friends to come to evangelical services so they have the opportunity to listen to God's work and also God's wonderful salvation.
今天早上呢，我们要一起来看来吧，我们在锡安来报告神的作为。
And today I would like to use the topic, "Come, let us declare God's work in Zion."
要从耶利米书，我们读经进度51章来看这个主题。
And this topic is drawn from Jeremiah chapter 51, on which is the book that we are reading for our Bible reading schedule.
我们看耶利米书51章。
Let's turn to Jeremiah 51.
第十节。
Verse 10.
耶利米书51章第十节。
Jeremiah 51 verse 10。
请读第十节。
Jeremiah 51 verse 10. The Lord has revealed our righteousness. Come and let us declare in Zion the work of the Lord our God.
这里这耶利米书五十章五十一章都是在论巴比伦的预言。
And Jeremiah chapter 50 and 51 talks about the prophecy about Babylon.
这两章都很长。
And these two are a very long passage.
这两章的长度合起来可能比其他的五章还多。
And if you combine these two chapters, it probably is longer than the other five chapters.
因为它在这个信息，这是一个完整的一段从神来的预言，要告诉当时的百姓，也是要宣告神在末世的作为。
And so these two chapters talks about the prophecies and also what God's plan to do or God's work in the future.
在论巴比伦的这个信息里面很重要，就是要提出神最后在他所预定的日子里面要刑罚审判巴比伦。
And what's important in this prophecy about Babylon is that at a certain time, God will set up a time to make judgment on Babylon.
那当时候神的百姓会有很多人被抓到巴比伦去的。
At that time, a lot of God's people would be captured to Babylon.
但是神要让巴比伦倾覆。
But God will let Babylon
毁坏。
God will make Babylon destroyed.
就像一个城倒塌一样。
Just like a city collapsing.
那在这个巴比伦倒塌之前，神就呼吁他的百姓从这个巴比伦离开。
And so before the city collapsed, God will ask His people to leave the city.
然后这些神的百姓有一个很重要的工作。
And for these people of God, they have very important tasks.
就是第十节这里说的。
That is what is mentioned in verse 10.
当神审判的日子来到，他说神已经彰显我们的公义。
And so when God's judgment day come, says here that the Lord has revealed our righteousness.
当时候神这个百姓的公义是什么？
What is the people's righteousness?
他们当时候这些在巴比伦的人，其实是听神的话，顺服的被掳到外邦去的那批人。
These people are the people who obey God, but then they were being captured at exile to Babylon.
但是现在神叫他们要离开。
But now God told them to leave.
要把他们归，让他们归回。
That they shall return.
然后叫他们说，他们现在有一个心智说，来吧，我们现在在锡安来报告神的作为。
And to help them have the determination to say, come and let us declare in Zion the work of the Lord.
所以这对我们今天我们读到这一段，又配合我们下个星期开始的灵恩布道会，那我们再次来思想，我们要怎么样在我们的生活当中来报告神的作为，真的来积极的做传福音的工作。
And today, as we are reading this verse, and also in conjunction with our upcoming evangelical services, let us once again think about what can we do to declare the work of the Lord, and what can we do to preach His gospel further.
我们在读耶利米书的时候，特别读到最后，从46章以后到51章啊，它都是在论列邦的预言。
And if we are reading the book of Jeremiah, starting from chapter 46 all the way to 51, it talks about the prophecies of the nations.
就是这些神的作为都是针对当时在跟选民有关系的国度所要发生的事情。
And these chapters talks about the what will happen to the nations that have interactions with the God's people.
所以从埃及开始到腓力士到摩押亚门到甚至更远的以兰，这个先知就一一的预告神将来要怎么处置他们。
And so all these nations, such as Moab and Ammon, all these nations, God have prophesied how He would treat them.
最重要就是有关于巴比伦的。
And the most important one is this chapter regarding Babylon.
那有关于这两章五十五十一章呢，我们要记住一个。一个时间点的问题，就是什么时候先知讲了这一段信息。
And so, from chapter 50 to 51, we must keep in mind a very important point in terms of the timing. When did the prophets told about this message?
这一段预言是事情还没有发生，先知都他讲出来的话，就好像这个事情已经摆在眼前，就这样进行了。
And so the prophet spoke of these words before the actual event happened, but he spoke of it as if it has been happening in front of his eyes.
我们现在看一下五十一章的第五十九节。
Let's turn to chapter 51, verse 59.
五十九节，五十一章五十九节。
Chapter 51, verse 59.
那这个就是这两章的背景。
And so these are the background or the settings of these two chapters.
读五十九节。
Verse 59, the word which Jeremiah the prophet commanded Sariah the son of Neriah the son of Maaseiah when he went with Zedekiah the king of Judah to Babylon in the 4th year of his reign, and Sariah was the quartermaster.
继续。
60. So Jeremiah wrote in a book all the evil that would come upon Babylon, all these words that are written against Babylon. 61. And Jeremiah said to Sariah, When you arrive in Babylon and see it and read all these words, 62, then you shall say, O Lord, you have spoken against this place to cut it off, so that none shall remain in it, neither man nor beast, but it shall be desolate forever. 63, now it shall be when you have finished reading this book that you shall tie a stone to it and throw it out into the Euphrates. 64, then you shall say, Thus Babylon shall sink and not rise from the catastrophe that I will bring upon her, and they shall be weary. Thus far are the words of Jeremiah.
你看这一段就在说，其实耶利米所写的有关巴比伦这些话，最后都把它写在文字上了。
And so it mentioned here in this passage that Jeremiah have wrote everything about his prophecy in a book.
那这个记录的人就是巴录。
And the person who have recorded is
Baruch. 那这个巴录呢，其实就是这个希莱亚的兄弟。
And he is the brother of Sariah.
那这个希莱亚当时候是在西底家王宫里面做大臣的。
And Sariah is a high official in the kingdom at the time.
所以是耶利米先知用口讲，然后巴录把它记录，然后最后这个书呢，交给这个巴录的兄弟，要他带到巴比伦去宣读给当时候巴比伦的居民听。
So Jeremiah spoke of this word, and it was written down by Baruch, the brother of Sariah. And so Sariah had brought this book back to the kingdom to claim it.
这是什么时候？这是西底家做王第四年的时候。
So this happened during the reign of Zedekiah, king of Judah, or the fourth years of his reign.
那所以就是公元前大概594年左右。
And it was about 594 BC.
在这个以色列犹大国被灭是在586年的时候了。
And Judah was destroyed around 586 BC.
所以在他们被灭之前，他们都还生活得好好的。
So before the kingdom was destroyed, the people were living a very fine life.
那时候，先知就向当时候的巴比伦的居民这样宣告了。
And so, but at the time, the prophet was spoken of these words to the people.
所以第六十一节，耶利米特别跟希莱亚交代说，你到了巴比伦以后，要念这书上的话。
And so in verse 61, Jeremiah have told Sariah that when you arrive in Babylon, read all these words.
第62节说，主啊，你曾论到这地方说要剪除，甚至连人带牲畜都没有在这里居住的，必永远荒凉。这个神的预告最后一定会实现。
In 62, the Lord has said that he would cut off this place so none shall remain, and God's warning here will certainly happen.
其实当时候耶利米先知跟犹大众百姓他们所面对的是巴比伦王，他们是很强大的军队在围攻他们。
And so the kingdom
of 欺负他们的。
The kingdom of Babylon was actually a great empire that has been oppressing Judah and its people.
再过几年之后，他们就要来围攻耶路撒冷城。
And after a few years, they are coming to attack the city of Jerusalem.
然后最后这个国家就被灭了。
And at the end, the kingdom was destroyed.
可是在这个最等于是最黑暗、最没有盼望的时间点上，神竟然要耶利米先知做这么重大的宣告。
But during this time of darkness, where there seems to be no hope, Lord had sent Prophet Jeremiah to declare or proclaim these words.
还用一个很明显的象征动作。把这个书绑在一块石头上，然后把它丢到这个幼发大底那个伯拉大河里面去。
And it even told Jeremiah to make these very clear actions to tie the book to a stone and throw it into the Euphrates.
那这个象征动作就要说明说，这个巴比伦这个国度，他说要像这本书一样沉到水里面去，永远找不到了，永远不会再兴起来。
So this action is symbolic of the fall of the kingdom of Judah at the time that they shall sink, just like the book, to the bottom of Euphrates, and no one shall be able to rise again.
这个地方现在这么繁荣，这么样的，好像非常强大，可是不久以后它就变成荒凉。
Even though in the present day it seems like Judah has been doing well and is a prosperous kingdom, but in the future it will become desolate.
所以其实这个就是先知里面的他信息的特点，就是预告以后会发生的事。
And so this is the special point of these words from the prophets, that it is a prophecy of what is to come.
那所以我们现在回顾这个历史，我们发现其实我们人间的历史真的是照先知当时所预告的这样的在进行的。
If we look back in history, things indeed happen according to what the prophet had said.
因为人间的这些国度是真正的掌权者是这位独一的真神。
Because the one true God is indeed the one who is in control of all the nations.
我们现在看一下但以理书第四章。
Let's turn to the book of Daniel chapter 4.
但以理书第四章。
Daniel chapter 4.
第四章，我们请看第十七节。
Daniel chapter 4, verse 17.
四章十七节。
Daniel chapter 4, verse 17. This decision is by the decree of the watchers and the sentence by the word of the holy ones, in order that the living may know that the Most High rules in the kingdom of men, gives it to whomever he will, and sets over it the lowest of men.
你看这里，圣经这样说，他说神的这些作为最后都要让世人了解，至高者在人的国中掌权。
And so here in this verse it says that all these things happen so that men will know that the Most High rules in the kingdom of man.
神要把国赐给谁就赐给谁。
And God will give the kingdom to whomever he wished.
神可以让那个极卑微的心起来来执掌国权。
And God can let the one who is the lowest to rise up and have authority over kingdom.
那所以这个整段耶利米书四十六章到五十一章的这个信息，其实它表达的就是真正的掌权者是这位独一的真神。
So in Jeremiah chapter 46 all the way to 51, its main message is that the one that holds the true authority is God.
这些灾祸其实都是在神的旨意底下发生的。
And all these catastrophes happened under God's control.
所以神已经先让百姓看到一个希望。
So God first want to let the people see there's hope.
就是神有一个奇妙作为，是远超过我们的眼睛所看到的。
And God has planned a wonderful things to happen, which is beyond what we can see with our eyes.
我们人的眼界是有限的。
Because our eyesight is very limited.
我们有时候看不了多远。
Sometimes we couldn't see very far.
如果有一个人他能够看透二十年之后的这个社会的走向，即将发生的事情，大家都非常的惊讶了。
And if we find someone who can see about 20 years in the future, we'll feel very amazed.
这个是所谓的一个预告这个整个社会趋势的这些专家。
And these are we so-called expert that could predict what will happen in the future.
但其实我们人能够预测的，通常不会很准。
But oftentimes, what we were able to predict is not very accurate.
因为这个社会现在变化太快了。
Because this world is changing rapidly.
我们有时候甚至连明天发生什么事我们都不太知道。
Sometimes we don't even know very clearly what will happen tomorrow.
但是我们大家可以看到一个趋势，这个生活我们现在这样的一个状态，在明年之后可能会有什么样情况，我们大概有一个观念。
But based on what we're seeing right now in the present days, we probably have a good, very good idea of what will happen next year.
哦，这个但是往往会有很多变数，很多变化的事情是超过我们所预期的。
But there are still a lot of factors that may change that is beyond our prediction.
哦，所以常常会说哦，这个计划永远赶不上变化。
And so sometimes we say that our plans will never really catch up to the changes.
我们人往往可以计划。
Because as men, we can always plan.
但是这个计划通常都会跟着修正，因为很多变化是出乎我们意料之外的。
But our plan, we must always adjust it because there's always changes that happened.
但是对神来说，
But to God,
神看得很清楚。
God can see very clearly.
所以当时候神已经跟百姓讲到以后会有的事情。
And so at the time, God have told his people what would happen in the future.
那现在神的百姓就要勇敢地去报告神的作为。
And now God's people must be courageous and go and declare God's work.
那神的作为是什么？
So what is God's work?
就当时候被掳到巴比伦去的这些百姓来说。
And towards the people who were exiled to Babylon.
他们首先一定要明白。
First of all, they must understand.
神让他们被掳到外邦去。
God let them be exiled to a foreign country.
这其实是神给他们的慈爱。
That is actually a mercy and a love that God showed them.
表面上好像神好像处罚他们处罚得很严重，好像把他们丢弃一样。
On the surface, it seems like God had punished them very severely, as if God has forsaken them.
但其实不是。
But that's not the case.
这是神为他们所存的赐平安的意念。
But this is the intentions of God that God would want to keep peace within them.
其实，在五十一章，我们现在看第五节。
Let's turn to the book of Jeremiah 51, verse 5.
51章第五节这样这里说。
51 verse 5 said, For Israel is not forsaken, nor Judah, by his God, the Lord of hosts, though their land was filled with sin against the Holy One of Israel.
这里说以色列跟犹大就是整个迦南地神的应许地、啊、他说是里面充满了违背以色列圣者的罪、啊、就是他们就是做了一些神认为不可以做的罪恶。
And so here it says that Israel and Judah, which is the entire land of promised land Canaan, was filled with sin against God.
他们在那个地方拜偶像。
At that place, they worshipped idols.
他们在这个以色列跟犹大境内 行淫乱。
And they have committed a lot of immoralities.
他们在里面实行这些不公义、欺压的事情，让这些神的选民受苦。
In the land, they have committed unrighteous acts, and they have oppressed the people and caused them to suffer.
他们所做的真的是惹神发怒的。
Whatever they did, it actually brought upon themselves the wrath of God.
都是律法所不允许发生的事。
This is something that the law would not allow to happen.
但是这些百姓他们都做出来了。
But yet the people did all sort of things.
所以他们就要承受神给他们的处罚。
Therefore, they must endure the punishment from God.
但是接下去你看，他说，但是神却没有把他们丢弃。
But yet, verse 5 here said that God did not forsake them.
神让他们被掳到外邦去。
God let them be exiled to a foreign land.
就是要让他们经历这样的一个痛苦，国家被灭，圣殿被毁的这个痛苦之后，他们会真正的醒悟悔改。
That is to let them suffer from these being exiled and being destroyed, but yet they would examine themselves and they can be reawakening.
所以他们现在要所报告的神那个第一个作为，就是要去明白神在他们身上所成就的，其实是赐平安的意念，要让他们真正悔改归向神的。
And so the first thing they must declare as their work is to proclaim that God have intent to return peace to them, and God had intent for them to return to Him.
他们可以更了解神的爱。
So that they can know more deeply about God's love.
所以我们看二十九章，耶利米书二十九章。
So if we turn to Jeremiah 29.
二十九章的十一节。
Verse 11.
二十九章十一节啊到十三节。
29 verse 11 to 13. Verse 11, For I am with you, says the Lord, to save you. Though I make a full end of all nations where I have scattered you, yet I will not make a complete end of you, but I will correct you in justice and will not let you go altogether unpunished. 12, For thus says the Lord. 29 verse 11, For I know the thought that I think towards you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. 12, that then you will call upon me and go and pray to me and I will listen to you. 13, and you will seek me and find me when you search for me with all your heart.
那这一段我们常常在读的。
And these are a very familiar verses to us.
神向他的百姓所存的意念是赐平安的意念，不是降灾祸的意念。
So the thoughts that the Lord have for the Israelites is a thought of peace and thought of hope,
要让他们在末后有指望，
so that they will have hope in the future.
在这个有盼望当中，他们懂得呼求神、祷告神，神就垂听他们的祷告。
And so that when they have hope, they know how to pray to God, and God will listen to their prayers.
他们若愿意寻求神，就寻见神了。
When they are willing to seek God, they will see God.
所以第十四节，神说：“我一定会被你们寻见的，我要。”叫你们被掳的再归回。
So verse 14 said, God said that He will be found by them and He will bring them back from captivity.
哦，要让你们从各地方再一次的回到神的这个圣地来。
And so God will once again gather them with all the places and bring them back to the Holy Land.
那所以这个就是神的作为。
So these are all God's work.
因为就是要经过这样一个苦难之后，那个百姓他们才懂得真的要去寻求神。
After the people went through all the suffering, they will know how to seek God.
他们才懂得去遵守神的话语，然后领受神的祝福。
They will know to obey God's words and also receive His blessings.
所以我们现在看到在先知书里面给的这个信息， 就我们发现说，有时候我们其实在受苦当中，我们一定要去明白神在我们身上 所存赐平安的意念。
And so, from this book of prophets, we will know about this, that when we are going through time of troubles, we must remember that God has the thoughts of peace for us.
神不会丢弃他所救赎的人。
God will not forsake those he has saved.
除非我们人自我放弃。
Unless we give up on ourselves.
但是我们当我们越认识神以后，
But after we know God,
我们就会对神越有信心。
We will have more faith in him.
因为有时候神让我们遇到一些苦难。
And because sometimes God will let us go through some sufferings.
这些苦难最终一定要帮助我们能够认识神。
And at the very end of all these sufferings is that it will help us know God more.
然后接下去能够去体会神的爱。
And next we'll be able to experience God's love.
我们现在看第三十一章。
Let's turn to chapter 31.
三十一章
，Chapter 31。
三十一章，看第三节。
Verse three。
第三节。
Verse three, the Lord has appeared of old to me, saying, "Yes, I have loved you with an everlasting love. Therefore, with loving kindness, I have drawn you."
第四节。
Verse four, again, I will build you, and you shall be rebuilt.O virgin of Israel, you shall again be adorned with your tambourines, and you shall go forth in the dances of those who rejoice.
这里特别强调说神的爱，神的爱是永远的爱。
And here emphasizes God's love that is everlasting.
我们现在如果经历苦难之后，我们会对神的爱有更深入、深一层的认识的。
After we go through suffering, we will have a deeper understanding of God's love.
神是以慈爱来吸引他的百姓的。
God attracts his people with mercy and love.
所以你看神的选民，他们最终能够跟随神那个力量，就是他们对神的爱有感受，不是只是经历过神的恩典而已。
And so if you look at the people of God, they were able to follow God all the way is because they know the love, how deep God loved them, and not just because they received blessings.
真的这个爱是有时候是你我们没办法用言语去形容表达的。
And the love of God is something that we may not be able to describe with mere words.
神并没有每天出声跟我们说，跟我们说他很爱我们。
God did not speak to us every day and say to us that he loves us.
但是如果我们用心的去体会神对我们的带领，每一天生活给我们的这些指引。
But if we spend time to think about how God's guidance in our everyday life and His will for us.
神真的他的慈爱与他的百姓同在。
Indeed, God's mercy and love is always be with His people.
那这个爱会让我们感受到神真的就在我们旁边。
And His love would let us feel like He's right next to us.
在我们很艰困的时候，我们发现哎，神他在旁边安慰我们。
In time when we are most difficult, we feel that God is right beside us.
哦，所以他说：“以色列民啊，我要再建立你们，我要你们就被建立。如果神建立，人就被建立了。”
And so here God says that He will rebuild them. And so if God is willing to build us, then we shall be rebuilt.
然后接下来我们就会带来欢乐，因为因着神的爱，神的这个恩典带出了很大的喜乐。
And next, we will rejoice because God's blessings always bring joy.
好，所以我们现在要去宣告神的作为，就是要对神的爱有体验。
And so, well, now we must declare God's work, and first we must experience His love.
那当时候，耶利米先知他所讲的这个信息，众百姓是说：“来吧，我们在锡安来宣告神的作为。”是在回到锡安来的时候，他们才能看到，真的感受到神这个奇妙的。
And so in Jeremiah's message, it says that the people have to come and declare in Zion, and so they must return to Zion to be able to see God's promise and experience Him.
神要把他们再一次召回来。
God will once again call them back.
所以其实在这个信息当中，他们神给他们一个盼望，一个亮光，就是他们有一个希望，归回的希望。
And so here God is giving them a light at the end of the tunnel or a hope that they can return.
那神就像一个牧者，把他的羊群都把他召聚在一起了。
And so God is like a good shepherd who call his sheep and gather his sheep together.
我们现在看五十章，耶利米是五十章的第四节。
Let's turn to Jeremiah chapter 15, verse 4.
五十章第四节。
Chapter 50, verse 4.
第四节。
Jeremiah 50, verse 4. In those days and in that time, says the Lord, the children of Israel shall come, and they and the children of Judah together. With continual weeping they shall come and seek the Lord their God.
第五节。
Verse 5. They shall ask the way to Zion with their faces toward it, saying, Come and let us join ourselves to the Lord in a perpetual covenant that will not be forgotten.
看到这里啊，当那个日子来到的时候，
And says that it says here that in those days or when the time come,
就是以色列人跟犹大人，就是本来分裂的国家，现在合在一起的。
The people of Israel and Judah, the kingdom that were originally separated, now will come together.
他们现在随走随哭，要来寻求主他们的神了。
They come in weeping, and they shall come to seek the Lord their God.
也就是说，他们真的已经感受到神在他们身上的旨意，他们了解神的作为。
That is to say that they know the will of God in them, and they know God's work.
他们真的愿意到锡安来朝见神了。
They are willing to now to come to Zion to see God.
那因为他们被掳，他们已经流落外邦了。
And since they were exiled, they were scattered in foreign lands.
他们现在问那个路怎么回到锡安去。
Now they have to ask the way back to Zion.
那么他们面向锡安，就是面向耶路撒冷，要回到神的殿去。
So their faces is now towards Zion or Jerusalem. That is to say that they are returning to the temple of God.
他们要来就近神。
They come to draw closer to God.
来吧，我们要与主。神联合为永远不忘的约。
He says, "Come and let us join ourselves to the Lord in a perpetual covenant."
他们要跟神再次立永远不会忘记的约。
They will once again establish a covenant that shall not be forgotten.
以前那个约是写在石板上的。
The old covenant they had was written on tablets.
那个律法是要有人不断一直跟他们讲，他们有时候才想起来一下。
And they have to have someone repeatedly recites the law to them so that they will not forget.
但是现在神要跟他的百姓立这个永远的约，不会忘记。
But now God will once again establish a covenant with His people that the one that they will not forget.
是因为这个约是写在他们的心板上的。
It's because this covenant is written in the tablet of their heart.
是真的对神的作为、对神的属性有更充分认识之后的结果。
It is something that is happening after they have a deeper understanding and experience of God.
我们现在看三十一章，耶利米书三十一章。
Let's turn to Jeremiah 31.
这三十一章在预告神要跟他的百姓立一个新约。
Chapter 31 talks about how God will establish a new covenant with His people.
看三十三节。
Let's read verse 31 verse 33. But this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, says the Lord. I will put my law in their minds and write it on their hearts, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. 34. No more shall every man teach his neighbor and every man his brother, saying, Know the Lord, for they all shall know me, from the least of them to the greatest of them, says the Lord. For I will forgive their iniquity and their sin, I will remember no more.
这个日子来到的时候，就是神把他的律法放在我们的心上了。
And so when the time comes, God will put his law in our heart.
我们都真的认识神。
Then we all will truly come to know God.
从最小的到最大的都认识，都很清楚。
From the least to the greatest, we all know him very clearly.
他们不会再误解神的意思。
They will not again misunderstood God's intent.
一定能够照着神的指示去生活。
They will live their life according to God's will.
所以他说，神要做我们的神，我们成为他的子民。
So it says that God will become our God, and they shall be God's people.
一个真正认识神的人，他就不犯罪了。
Someone who truly knows God will never sin.
因为在神里面，神是圣洁，神是公义，神是有能力的神。
Because God is a holy God and He is a powerful God.
神会赐给我们力量，克服我们肉体情欲的软弱。
God will give us the strength to overcome the weaknesses of our flesh.
让我们这个本身的这个自我的观念能够被克服，能够愿意顺服神的旨意。
And he will let us be able to overcome our own will, and we will be able to submit to God's will.
所以神的作为就是神愿意跟我们人立这个永远的约。
So God's work is that he's willing to establish this covenant, this everlasting covenant with us.
他要跟我们同在，他要做我们的神，我们要成为他的子民。
He will abide with us always, and he will become our God, and we become his people.
我们都会很乐意的去亲近他。
And we'll be very willingly come to draw closer to him.
那这个是我们再看回来，当时候选民的情况是他们像走迷失的羊群一样的。看五十章第四节、第六节。
If we turn back to Jeremiah chapter 50, verse 6, the people at the time are just like lost sheep.
第五十章第六节。
Chapter 50, verse 6. My people have been lost sheep. Their shepherds have led them astray. They have turned them away on the mountains. They have gone from mountains to hill. They have forgotten their resting place.
第七节一开头。
Verse 7, all who found them have devoured them.
你看这里说，这个当时候百姓是像走迷失的羊一样的，是牧人把他们带错路了。
Here it says the people are like lost sheep because the shepherd have led them astray.
那这个牧人就是指的当时他们这些国家领导人。
These shepherds referring to their the leaders at the time.
让他们走到这个从大山走到小山，他说忘记了他们安歇之处。找不到平安可以休息的地方了。
They have gone from mountains to hills, and they have lost, and they have forgotten, and was not able to find a resting place.
然后走入这个危险的地方。
And they have gradually worked towards dangers.
遇见他们了，就把他们吞吃了。
And whoever found them will devour them.
那所以当时候神的这些选民很可怜。
And so God's people at the time was very pitiful.
他们没有那个。有爱心的牧人带领他们走正确的路。
They did not have a loving shepherd to lead them into the right path.
现在仇敌来攻打他们。
Now their enemies came to attack them.
第十七节说。
Verse 17 said, Israel is like a scattered sheep. The lions have driven him away.
好，这里说以色列是打散的羊，是被狮子赶出去的。他们现在碰到这个恶兽。
And so they have now faced the beast.
这些狮子猛兽把他们通通赶散了。
And the lions have driven them away.
他们现在全部都流落外邦各地方。
And every one of them is now scattered all over the foreign land.
如果能够找到，如果能够存留下来的，这个就是神的恩典了。
If they are able to survive, that is God's grace.
但是现在神他应许，他要像一位很有爱心的牧人，再把他的这些羊群把他召集回来。
So,God now has promised them that he will appoint a loving shepherd to gather them all again.
要让他们聚集在锡安来。
So that they will once again gather at Zion.
第二十节。
Verse 20. In those days and in that time, says the Lord, the iniquity of Israel shall be sought, but there shall be none. And the sins of Judah, but they shall not be found. For I will pardon those whom I preserve.
你看这里说，当那日，就是神在把他的百姓召集的时候，他说：“我就要赦免他们一切过犯，他们的罪孽一无所有，没有找不到罪孽了。”
And so here it says, in that day, God will gather them together, and they will never find, and no sin shall be found.
所以神的作为就是神愿意赦免他的百姓。
So God's work is that God is willing to forgive His people.
神要叫像一个很有恩典、爱心的牧人，把他们召聚在一起，让他们归回。
God is like a merciful, graceful, and loving shepherd that will gather his sheep together.
所以在神如果能够成为神的子民，这些人终究是要得到恩典、得到祝福的。
And so, if they are able to remain as God's people, then at the very end, eventually they will receive blessings.
当那个日子来到的时候，神要赦免他们的过犯。
Because when those days come, then God will pardon all their iniquities.
那从五十一章呢？
Starting,
从五十章。
Starting from chapter 50.
这个神的信息里面一直在强调，神要处罚巴比伦这个国度。
And there repeatedly God's message is that He will punish Babylon.
就是巴比伦现在被审判、遭刑罚的日子到了。
And because the time for for Babylon to be punished and go through judgment is here.
巴比伦曾经是神所兴起的国度，是神手中的金杯。
And Babylon was once a nation raised by God, and it's a cup in God's hand.
但是现在神要处罚他们，要让他们沉醉。
But now God will punish them and destroy them.
因为这些这个巴比伦这个国度很邪恶的。
Because the kingdom of Babylon is very evil.
他们被神所用，是要来实行神的公义，让百姓可以醒悟回转的。
They were used by God to destroy the nation so that the people came to realize that God is their God and to also make the people of God returned.
但是这些巴比伦这个国度这些人加勒底人是很高傲的，心里面很高傲的。
But the kingdom of Babylon, all these Chaldeans, they were very proud.
他们并不会，他们并没有照着神的旨意去做神要他们做的事，他们做的太超过了。
They did not do what according to God's will, and they were they went overboard.
第五十章的第十四节说，他们得罪神。
In chapter 15, verse 14, it says that they sinned against God.
他们是与神在争竞的，就是跟神在对抗的。不会听神的话的。
They were in enmity with God and they did not obey God.
所以最后神宣告一个信息。
So at the end, God declared a message.
第五十章的十五节。
Chapter 50, verse 15. Shout against her all around. She has given her hand. Her foundation has fallen. Her walls are thrown down, for it is the vengeance of the Lord. Take vengeance on her as she has done, so do to her.
那所以这里特别说，他怎样待人，也要怎样待他。
And so here it says that she will be treated as how she had treated others.
所以就是说，这个巴比伦最后要被神刑罚。
And so it's saying that at the end, Babylon will be punished.
这个刑罚就是神本来就早就透过耶利米先知这样讲过的。
And so God has spoken through Jeremiah about this before.
这个神要按照他的对待人的方式来对待他，在第五十章二十九节又讲了一次。
And so, in chapter 50, verse 29, it says again that she shall receive according to what she had given.
读二十九节。
Verse 29, call together the archers against Babylon, all you who bend the bow, and camp against it all around. Let none of them escape. Repay her according to her work, according to all she has done she has done due to her, for she has been proud against the Lord, against the Holy One of Israel.
好，我们是看到这里，这个国度，它是向神存狂傲的心，所以现在他们也要被很残忍的被对待。
And so it says here that Babylon has been proud against the Lord, so then they shall be repaid according to their work.
他们的结局是荒凉的。
And their ending is that they will become desolate.
当时候神已经在透过耶利米在第二十五章这样说。
And through Jeremiah in chapter 25, God had already said.
第二十五章，请看二十五章，这是神当时候的预言，一再跟百姓讲的一句话。
So turn to Jeremiah 25. These are the prophecies of God.
二十五章十二节。
25 verse 12.Verse 12, then it will come to pass when 70 years are completed that I will punish the king of Babylon and that nation, the land of the Chaldeans, for their iniquity, says the Lord, and I will make it a perpetual desolation.
13节
13, so I will bring on that land all my words which I have pronounced against it, all that is written in this book which Jeremiah has prophesied concerning all the nations.
14节
14, for many nations and great kings shall be served by them also, and I will repay them according to their deeds and according to the works of their own hands.
所以第十三节这里讲的记在这书上的话，照就是耶利米向这些国民所说的预言，其实就是第五十章、五十一章里面所讲的有关于巴比伦的结局。
And so in verse 13, it mentions the words that were written by Jeremiah in this book. These are referring to chapter 50 and 51.
所以神的作为就是 这个国度，他超越了神所定的界限，他们得罪神，神最后要刑罚、审判。
And so God's work is that for all these nations who have a step over the line, so God will bring judgment to them and will punish them.
所以等到这个被掳的时间到了七十年之后，这个巴比伦的国度就要倾覆了。
And so after 70 years, which is when the time is, has come, then the kingdom of Babylon will be destroyed.
这就说明神是公义的。
And so this is saying that God is righteous.
我们从这个耶利米先知他所讲的这个这样的一个信息，看到一个很重要的道理。
And from all these messages spoken by Jeremiah, we see this important teaching.
神的预言，神所讲的话一定会实现。
That every word spoken by God will come true.
神的爱永不改变。
And that God's love will never change.
神的公义最后一定会伸张。
And that God will eventually show His righteousness.
那今天我们下个礼拜就要开始灵恩布道会了。
So next week we go through our spiritual convocation and evangelical services.
我们是不是愿意的，也像这里所说的，来把我们在锡安来报告神的作为呢
？Are we willing to do what is mentioned here to declare in Zion the work of God?
我们是不是能够愿意去跟我们的朋友去宣告神的慈爱？
Are we willing to declare God's love to our friends?
因为我们认识神，因为我们对神的恩典有感受。
Because we have experienced God and experienced His love.
我们愿意的去这样子做宣告。
We are willing to go and declare His work.
我们愿意有神的心去把神所选召这些他的民，像分散在各地的羊，把他们召聚回来呢？
And are we willing to go out andJust like the good shepherd to gather all his lost sheep that are scattered.
我们愿不愿意去宣告这个世界，花花世界看起来好像很好，好像很享受，但其实最终这是要被灭的。
And when we look at this world, it seems that it's very wonderful and good, but in the end, this world will be destroyed.
因为这个世界其实，在启示录看来，就是这个大巴比伦。
Because according to the book of Revelation, this world now is the great Babylon.
那这个大巴比伦里面好像很多恩典，人可以在里面得到他所想要的东西。
In this great Babylon, it seems like there's a lot of blessings that man will be able to get what they want.
真的，今天我们人如果活在这个世界，你都不要去想天上的事。这个世界好像有很多东西可以让人享受的。
And indeed, if you live in this world today, and without thinking about things up above, there's a lot of things you may enjoy.
但其实我们最后发现说，这个物质的这些东西最后都会变成虚空。
But at the end, we'll figure out that all these physical and fleshly things will come to meaningless or empty.
我们人的心没有办法用物质去填满的。
Because it is impossible for us to fill our heart with material things.
我们人的满足一定是从神的爱来的。
Our contentment and satisfaction comes from God's love.
所以今天这个花花的世界，我们要能够看得透，我们要去宣告众人，唯有回到耶稣基督里面来，才能够得到真正的安息。
And so we must go out to this world today to proclaim and declare God's work and God's love so that they shall return and receive the true rest.
所以今天我们要真的想一想，我们要怎么样去宣告这样一个神的作为，让众人可以一起聚集到神的锡安圣山来领受神的话语，然后得到真正的满足。
And so let us think about the ways that we can go out and gather all these people together in the holy place of Zion to know God and to experience Him and to also receive His peace and rest.
要看清楚这个世界的罪恶，能够超越这个世界的引诱，我们需要回到锡安，到神的山去才看得到的。
Order for us to be able to overcome all the temptation of the world, we must return to Zion to truly come to see God and know Him.
我们现在看启示录十七章。
Let's turn to Revelation chapter 17.
启示录十七章。
Revelation 17.
第三节。
Verse 3.
17:3.
Revelation chapter 17, verse 3. So he carried me away in the spirit into the wilderness, and I saw a woman sitting on a scarlet beast, which was full of names of blasphemy, having 7 heads and 10 horns.
这里, 圣经说, 这使徒约翰, 他说在灵里面啊, 天使把他带到旷野去, 然后他就看见了一个女人, 哇, 这个女人就是, 后来这里所说的这个大淫妇, 就是巴比伦。
And so in chapter 17, verse 3, spoke of a woman which is the great adulterer, or which is the great Babylon.
第五节, 在这个女人的额头上写着奥秘在大巴比伦, 做世上的淫妇和一切可憎之物的母。
And 5, it says, on her forehead a name was written, Mystery Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots and the abominations of the earth.
这个女人在什么时候才看得到呢?
So when we'll be able to see this woman?
就是当我们在圣灵里面, 当天使把我们带到旷野去的时候, 我们就看得很清楚了。
It is when we are in the Holy Spirit, and when the Holy Spirit carries us into the wilderness, then we'll be able to see very clearly.
这个旷野其实就是指我们可以在跟神很亲近的地方。
This wilderness here is referring to a place where we can be very close to God.
什么地方我们能够让我们的心静下来呢?
So where could we have this very calm heart?
就是在神的教会。
That is in God's church.
到教会来的时候, 我们才真的会看清楚这个世界最终是要被毁灭的。
When we come to church, then we can see very clearly that this world is eventually will become will be destroyed. So that we can courageously proclaim God's work of salvation. And so once again, we will think about how long can this physical world remain.
没有任何一样东西我们可以带着离开的。
There is nothing that we can bring with us once we leave this world.
但是我们可以带走的就是神的爱。
But what we can bring with us is God's love.
神的救恩。
God's salvation.
神在我们身上所完成的旨意。
All the wills of God that is completed in us.
所以让我们一起来勇敢地来宣告
So let us courageously stand up and declare God's work.
来传扬神的救恩,
to proclaim His salvation.
我们再一起来唱诗,
Let's sing Him together.
424首,
sing Him 424.